Hey neighbors, it's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news for Friday, December 7th, being brought to you by CMP's Explorers Project. This Sunday, you can come hang out with me at the Walmart on Wilkinson Boulevard from 1 until 4 p.m. as we continue to collect toys this holiday season. And I'm also bringing Santa Claus along, so bring the kids out so they can get a picture. Once again, 3240 Wilkinson Boulevard, the Walmart. I'll be out there from 1 until 4 p.m. collecting toys. All right, remember earlier this week I told you all about Kevin Hart hosting the 2019 Oscars? Well, it looks like that might not be happening. Some of the comedian's old homophobic tweets from about 8 years ago have reemerged. The Academy called Kevin and told him if he didn't apologize for the tweets, that they're probably going to have to find another host. Here's what Kevin had to say about the ultimatum.
So I just got a call from the Academy, and that call basically said, Kevin, apologize for your tweets of old, or we're going to have to move on to find another host. Talking about the tweets from 2009, 2010. I chose to pass. I passed on the apology. The reason why I passed is because I've addressed this several times. This is not the first time this has come up. I've said who I am now versus who I was then. I've done it. I'm not going to continue to go back and tap into the days of old when I moved on and I'm in a completely different space in my life. Regardless, Academy, I'm thankful and appreciative of the opportunity. If it goes away, no harm, no foul.
Well, fans were shocked earlier this week when Cardi B jumped on Instagram to announce that she and her husband, Offset, were no more.
I've been trying to work things out with my baby father for a hot minute now, and we're really good friends, and you know, we're really good business partners, and you know, he's always somebody that I run to talk to, and we got a lot of love for each other, but things just haven't been working out between us for a long time, and it's nobody's fault. It's just like, I guess we grew out of love, but we're not together anymore. I don't know, it might take time to get a divorce, and I'm gonna always have a lot of love for him because he is my daughter's father, and yeah.
Well, later that day, it was revealed that Cardi reached her breaking point when she found some text messages between Offset and another woman where he was trying to set up a threesome that didn't include Cardi. Well, one of those women is speaking out and offering what is sort of like an apology. Check it out.
No, I have not spoken to Cardi B, but I would like her to know that I'm a very genuine person. I'm not here to break up our family or mess up what she has going on with our husband. I'm very sorry that this has happened. I'm very sorry that I didn't think about my worth as a young lady. I just hope that she can overcome this and she can actually just focus on her love for Offset.
Not one damn tear. Girl, get out of here. The Golden Globe nominations are in. The Green Book received 5 nominations, including Best Director and Best Screenplay. Regina King received a nomination for Best Actress in a Limited Series for her role in Netflix 7 Seconds. Donald Glover was nominated for Best Actor in a TV Series for his role in Atlanta. And Kendrick Lamar and SZA were both nominated for Best Original Song from a Motion Picture for their song All of the Stars. It was featured and Black Panther. Speaking of Black Panther, the movie received a nomination for Best Picture and Best Original Score. Unfortunately, the director was not nominated for Best Director, and Chadwick Boseman and Michael B. Jordan were left off of the acting nominations. Happy, there are no celebrity birthdays, so. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That's your nosy neighbors.
Jessica. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.